WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 79 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Welburn Road was closed for 2 hours last night as College Station police investigated a single vehicle accident where the driver was hospitalized with life-threatening injuries. Police responded around 9:45 to Welburn Road at the Texas A&M campus. Investigators say a southbound truck was speeding and left the roadway, crashing into a tree and fence near Kyle Field. The cause of the crash is not known, but alcohol is not believed to be a factor. Research Valley Partnership recently met with Port of Houston Authority officials to discuss the possible designation of all of Brazos County as a foreign trade zone. Spokesman Todd McDaniel says Texas Triangle Park is the only section of Brazos County that is part of an FTZ.
If you think about other areas of the community where you might have a company that's interested in benefiting from foreign trade zone, they could not currently do that. And so the big idea is to pursue the potential of the expansion of the entirety of Brazos County. That way, regardless of where a company might be or, frankly, where a company might also consider locating, they would reap the benefit of foreign trade zone designation.
McDaniel says it's a very short list in Texas of entire counties with the designation. He says there is work to be done, but by the end of the year, all of Brazos County could be designated as a foreign trade zone. Ben Miller is a 7-year veteran with the College Station Fire Department who was diagnosed with AML leukemia this summer. This Sunday, his colleagues are hosting a fundraiser to help alleviate some of Ben's medical costs. Fellow firefighter Jeff Kiefauver says the blood drive and platelet donation will benefit Ben directly.
What Ben himself has received many blood transfusions and many platelet donations as well. And so what he gets is a credit on his account for it, and it helps him be able to receive more and to, I think, and defray some of the costs for some of those things. And so this is the real way that people can donate and help Ben.
The blood drive and platelet donation starts at 9 a.m. at Brian Bachman Park in College Station. The picnic fundraiser and free activities for the whole family are from 11 to 3. More information is online at WTAW.com. Keep Brazos Beautiful is hosting their annual awards celebration and luncheon Wednesday, September 23rd.
It's just a great way to celebrate the efforts of the countless individuals, organizations, businesses, and our local government entities who provide time, energy, and resources to making our community just a green and beautiful place to live and work.
Executive Director Raina Blumenthal says everyone is invited to the luncheon at the Hilton from 11 to 1. Nominations are due Wednesday, September 9th, and forms can be found online at keepbrazosbeautiful.org. WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 80 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news coming up at 8:30 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333. Or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Tube Video is making the number 2 very special all summer long. Now through the end of August, when you transfer your old family films and videos, you'll get 2 DVDs for the price of 1. So look under your bed, back of the closet, and up in your attic and find those old films, videos, and photos. Then let Tube Video convert, preserve, and protect them in high-quality digital files for future generations. Tube Video is online at tubevideo.ws. Or call 690-8880 to set up an appointment. You create the memories. Let Tube Video help preserve them.
810, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business. Since 1981 with two-way radios and paging systems, call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
Partial sun in the forecast for today. There's the potential for a shower or a thunderstorm this afternoon. Highs will range from 95 to near 100. We're partly cloudy overnight, 70 to 75. Sunshine's back with us during the day tomorrow. Temperatures 95 to near 100. Clear tomorrow night, a low around 70. Sunny and hot for Thursday. Highs will range from 95 to 100 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's 8:11, just so you guys know that if I'm not here for any reason, Leah can actually handle the equipment, repair the microphones and stuff like that. She was just doing that a minute ago. So, yeah. always make yourself useful in many areas, right?
I am.
That's job security.
I have a wide variety of talents.
Yeah, we ain't paying you, but anyway, that's it. A Nevada family was forced out of their home after a house fire, but nobody was hurt thanks in part to the family pet. One of the family's dogs alerted them to the fire that started on a deck in their home. Two adults, a child, and four dogs safely evacuated before firefighters arrived, and the flames spread into the house and the attic. They bark differently, don't they, when things like that are going on?
Actually, when I was a kid, we had just moved in the farm I primarily grew up in. Mm-hmm. And my mom, super, you know, it was a 200-year-old farmhouse. But she's like, the dog can't come in the house. It didn't matter. But and she was living in the little mud room.
Okay.
And she was barking, carrying on one night. And we hadn't lived there much more than like a month or two. And my dad put her outside and waited, brought her back in. And she kept carrying on to the point where she was jumping on the wall. And this is a dog that was a very good dog.
Okay.
It was very uncharacteristic. Well, she started barking and running to the road.
Uh-huh.
And my dad followed her to the road because we couldn't see the road because of a tree line.
Mm-hmm.
Our neighbor's barn was on fire.
Oh, my.
And he saved a lot more cattle out of that barn because of the of the dog. My dad ran back in. The barn's on fire. My mom's like, we just moved in. Well, it wasn't ours.
It's somebody else's, but it's a barn, not our barn. Right?
So I remember that very clearly.
Listen
so.
To them. They happens. Help us out. Yep. All right. So what's happening in your world?
Well, if you're looking for, you never know, your next wonder dog might be sitting at the shelter right now.
Yeah.
And we had, we did the clear the shelter. And then last week we did an amazing transfer up to SPCA of Texas because they also participated in clear the shelter. And they called us saying, hey, do you have any dogs you want to send up?
Really?
So we were really grateful. They took 17 dogs from us and two cats. And that left us Thursday with just like two or three dogs in the building.
Oh,
don't
my.
Worry, that all changed.
Okay, all right, okay.
It's a good thing they all left because we are full right now.
Is that right?
We have a really wide variety of dogs in the building right now. I was walking up to the building seeing a Great Dane in the back of in the back seat of an animal control truck because he didn't fit in the animal control, animal carrier space. I was like, wow, we generally don't get ponies, but, and because he is absolutely huge. But, so we have him all the way down to some Chihuahuas. We have some, good medium sized dogs and all young adults at that. So, a little bit of effort, they're going to make fantastic dogs for someone. And, there's two rabbits and a ferret. So there's a little bit of everything right now, and of course a handful of cats also. So we are, starting the football schedule. When there's football game days, we don't do PetSmart adoptions.
Okay.
But when there are not, we do PetSmart adoptions from 11 to 2 on Saturdays. And a lot of those dogs are coming from foster care as well. And if you're thinking, okay, we're back into our normal routine for the fall, thinking about foster care is a possibility, please, please really think about it. If you're wondering if there's any questions, there's the Foster 411 on our website, and we supply everything you need while you have that foster pet. And some of these animals are too young to be adopted out. We're actually still getting mamas and kittens coming in that we're trying to put out into foster. I think I'm supposed to fill my bathroom with kittens. What else do you use the guest bathroom
for? Sure.
But we're still getting kittens in, pregnant mamas as well. So we're looking for fosters for that. And then sometimes the dogs that go to PetSmart, they're already available for adoption. So these are perfectly adoptable animals that just for kind of some space assistance in the building, we get them out into foster care, learn a little bit more about them while they are in a foster home. And they go to PetSmart on Saturdays and some of our mobile events, because this time of year we will start really ramping up in our all sorts of places around campus and the community. Of course, we have Wienerfest coming up October 24th. That's a ways off, but we are taking vendor and sponsorship registrations right now. So if you want to get in on that, you need to get those in. I'll have to look up the deadline, but it's all on our website, aggielandhumane.org. Most of the dogs that are available for adoption right now, they're not quite available. A lot of them are still on stray hold. So look on our lost and found page because you can apply to adopt dogs that are still on our stray hold. You just have to wait out that stray hold. Mm-hmm. And for more information on all that, go to our website, aggielandhumane.org. We'll be closed this Thursday. We're doing staff training, so we're closed all day Thursday.
Special note for that, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks a bunch.
No problem.
Visit the folks from the Humane Society on Tuesdays, and also visit with the folks at the Chamber. And Carrie's here this morning. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Good morning, Scott.
What you got for us?
Well, we have a lot.
It's that time of year, right?
It
yeah, it is.
I will start with the most recent so you can keep it straight in your head. We have a Lunch and Learn coming up next Monday, August 31st. This is sponsored by Homegrown Yoga Studio and Tea Bar. It's going to be from 12 until noon. This is a completely free event. Stop on the way and grab a lunch. It's brown bag style.
But you can't bring a yoga mat, is my understanding, right? You can't do the yoga. Okay, they're going to maybe demonstrate some.
That's
right.
Okay. We're not going to actually break out into yoga.
All right.
I mean, if you feel inspired, you know, maybe.
Okay.
But we do need you to RSVP because we've got a space limitation on the room. So let us know. Lexi Alexander, the studio owner, is going to go over all the health benefits of yoga. There's different types, so which type is best for what you're looking to get out of yoga, and just all kind of stuff. So if you've ever had any questions and, you know, you've been hesitant to just jump out on your own, this is a good opportunity for you. And then coming up on September 2nd, we will have a membership luncheon sponsored by Chuck and Teddy Ellison, and we're going to have guest speaker Bill Flores come down and talk to us. So this one also is filling up. It's at the Hilton from 11:30 until 1 p.m. We have tickets and tables still available, but definitely give us a call if you're interested. Congressman Flores is going to be discussing relevant issues, current pressing concerns about the business economy here. And if you've ever heard him speak, he's very engaging and he's funny. So come on out and have lunch with us and the congressman on September 2nd. And then coming up very quickly, quicker than I'm ready for, I think, is our Golf Classic and Lobster Fest sponsored by the Bank and Trust. So we do have Aguiland Title Company, CC Creations, and Guarantee Bank are our platinum sponsors for that event. And it's going to be Monday, September 14th is our golf tournament at Traditions. Our flight will start at 9 a.m. And then following the next week, the next Sunday on September 20th, we'll have Lobster Fest at the Brazos Center. We have about 4 golf teams left.
Okay.
So if you are talking about it around the office, now would be the time to give us a call. We are going to sell out that event.
Sure.
And then also we have Lobster Fest tickets and tables available. And a couple of other sponsorships scattered here and there if you're wanting to know a way to get in and get some publicity out for your company while having a good time or enjoying some lobster. Give us a call. A couple save the dates. Our business after hours for September is going to be at Sterling Auto. It's on September 17th. And inside Bryan College Station, a briefing by community leaders will be coming up toward the end of September on the 29th. That's sponsored by American Loop Centers and Texas Commercial Waste. We have tickets available for that. And ribbon cuttings coming up. We have one today. Christine Falkers, Farmers Insurance Agency. They're going to cut their ribbon at 4:30 p.m. And she's at 1701 Southwest Parkway. Tomorrow we have a deluxe ribbon cutting for the newest St. Joseph Family Medicine Clinic that's opened. It's on Boomville, right across from Austin's Colony. So that'll be from 4:30 until 5:30. And then Thursday we're going to end up our week at Signature Select Services. They're in the Galleria building on Briarcrest, and it's going to be 11:30 until noon on August 27th. So definitely a busy schedule coming up, but a lot of opportunities to get involved. And if you have any more information about any of these events, you can give us a call at the Chamber, 260-5200. Look us up on Facebook or on our website, bcschamber.org. And last but not least, we'll thank our Platinum Member Spotlight, Prosperity Bank.
Super. Thanks, Gary.
Thank you.
Yep, visit with the folks from the Chamber on Tuesdays as well. It's our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full-service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
Aggie fans, the Kevin Sumlin Radio Show moves to Rudy's Barbecue on Harvey Road for the 2015 football season. First show on the fall calendar Tuesday, September 1st, just before the Arizona State game at NRG Stadium in Houston. 1 hour of questions and answers with Coach Sumlin and the fans. First show airs 7 p.m. Rudy's Barbecue on Harvey Road, Tuesday, September 1st. You'll hear it all on the Aggie Radio Network. See you at Rudy's Barbecue, September 1, 7 p.m., the Kevin Sumlin Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Carl Walthall from Superior Air Repair, home of the 8-8, same great rate. It's hot outside. Now is a great time to get your air conditioner working at top performance. or it may be time to replace it. At Superior, we're offering 0% interest for 60 months with approved credit on any new comfort system. That's 5 years, zero interest, right now at Superior. Start saving money by calling us at 1-800-AIR-REPAIR. I'm Carl Walthall, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. After a two-day whitewash, things are looking up on Wall Street despite another plunge in China overnight. Futures are indicating a rally when the market opens after the Dow Industrial skidded 588 points yesterday. Trader Jamie Lizette says you should not panic about your 401k.
Look at it once a day if you have to, but leave that to the rest of us to worry about these intraday swings. You're going to be fine in the long run.
The Shanghai Index dropped another 7.6% today, but European markets are up more than 3% across the board after China cut its interest rate. The hacking of the cheating website Ashley Madison has triggered extortion crimes and led to two unconfirmed reports of suicide in Canada. The company behind Ashley Madison is offering a reward for information leading to the arrest of members of a group who hacked the site and released detailed records on millions of people. The website is marketed to facilitate extramarital affairs. Crude oil trading at $39.62 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Attention business owners. We know that owning a business means getting things done right now. So if your right now list includes a new building, call the Right Now Company. General Steel. We can design a building for your business quickly and save you thousands of dollars. That's right, thousands. You may think General Steel only builds large projects or that you can't afford General Steel quality. Well, check these prices. How about a 40 by 60 foot building for under $22,000? Or even a 50 by 100 for under $35,000? That's right, a 5,000 square foot building for under $35,000. And these buildings all have General Steel quality. Best of all, you can still order a building and have it delivered in time to build this year. How's that for right now? So don't delay. Call General Steel today at 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. Need more planning? No problem. General Steel can help you with that right now. Call General Steel and be in your new building this year. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
Acme Glass, been here since 1946, taking care of your glass needs when you need glass or when you want glass. And most of the time, it's because you need to get a piece of glass replaced, whether it's in your vehicle or at your home or your business, and Acme Glass understands that and responds that way. You know, if you can't give up your vehicle, Acme Glass can come and do an on-site installation to take care of it for you. If you need a piece of glass cut to a certain size or you want a straight-edge bevel, Acme Glass can do that in downtown Bryan. If you have a project that you're working on, they'll help you with that. If you want to get a piece of glass installed in your home, they'll come out there, take care of it for you based on your schedule. And of course, in a business, quite often a replacement of glass has to be done in a timely manner. Acme Glass understands all that and been doing it again since 1946. With two locations, one in downtown Bryan and one across from the main entrance at A&M. They're open a half day on Saturday to help you with your project. So if you've seen a piece of glass someplace and you'd like to have that in your world, then let Acme Glass show you work that they've done around the Brazos Valley, not only in homes but in businesses. Acme Glass, downtown Bryan and in College Station.
Batteries Plus Bulbs has a message for anyone who breaks their smartphone, tablet, or other device. We fix them. Located in Bryan in front of the new Walmart and in College Station, Batteries Plus Bulbs. Trust the plus.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. Physical intimacy issues and ED for men are getting a lot of attention these days, and there are some fine products on the market that address this situation. But up until now, the only ones that really work are available only through a physician and on a prescription basis, at a very high cost. Restore MX from the Activate Company is specifically formulated to help with ED and the natural slowing down that is often caused by age, high blood pressure, diabetes, and other normal physical conditions. Restore MX is made in an FDA-approved American pharmaceutical lab. In clinical trials, the vast majority of men reported greater frequency and a much higher stimulation. And Restore MX's low price ensures that men can take the supplement daily and be ready whenever the time is appropriate for intimacy. Restore MX from the Activate Company. Find out more at www.active8products.com. That's active and the number 8, products.com. Or call toll-free 800-465-4411. Most people could see it coming, really. I mean, for the most part, these two had been at it for a while, so it really wasn't any big surprise when it came to blows. Well, here's what happened. William Crosby was the colonial governor of what is now New York. And as you might guess, old Bill had his own way of doing things. He often took matters into his own hands to get something accomplished when the bureaucracy was a bit slow or just not going in the direction he thought it should go. Like the time Bill thought that something needed to be done about the conditions of the streets and ordered a bunch of work done to improve them. Well, that sounds like a good thing, doesn't it? Except the only streets that got improved were the streets that Bill used every day going to and from the city hall. And that kind of thing. Then there was John Zinger. Now, John was the editor of the New York Weekly Journal. Now, I'm not sure of this, but I'd bet you that John Street didn't get improved because he started reporting all of the governor's little escapades with public funds in his newspaper. Pretty soon, Governor Bill just couldn't do a thing right, according to the New York Weekly. What happened next was precedent-setting for this country. Governor Crosby sued publisher John Zinger for libel and slander. Yep, it was the first lawsuit of its kind in our country. John knew that this would be a landmark case since he was the first newspaper to be sued in the colonies, so he hired the best lawyer he could find, and that was Andrew Hamilton. Now, Hamilton was part of the most prestigious law firm in the colonies at the time, which was based in the capital. Well, lawyer Hamilton was able to successfully prove that what publisher Zinger had printed actually did happen. So the court ruled it wasn't slander, it was fact. They won their case, and the press has enjoyed that kind of freedom ever since. But there was much made of the fact that it took an out-of-town lawyer to win a New York case, a lawyer from the Capitol. And you might remember that the Capitol was not in Washington as yet. Yes, it's a little-known fact that it took a lawyer from Philadelphia to win this landmark case. And yes, folks, that's just exactly where the term Philadelphia lawyer came from, a term that has come to mean a barrister outstanding in their profession. We've had a few more since then that have not been from Philly, but they still deserve the title.
There you are. Hey, Cafe XL is better than ever. Same great foods that you've loved for years, but now they've got business lunches and elegant dinners available for you, and you can get it all to go through the drive-thru at Cafe XL. Can be strawberry tart, could be the queso blanco, could be the Earthstone fired pizza, could be the sweet corn chowder, whatever, the signature sandwiches, doesn't matter, all of that available through the drive-thru at Cafe XL. And right now is your chance to win a gourmet grilled cheese if you'll text the word CAFE, C-A-F-E, CAFE, to 88202. You be the 20th person to text that right now, and you win a gourmet grilled cheese. All you have to do is text the word CAFE, 88202, for a chance to have your free lunch from Cafe XL. And if you don't have much time for lunch, remember that Cafe XL has the drive-thru that makes it easy for you. If you want to pick up dinner on the way home, that works too. The drive-thru at Cafe XL offers the signature menu items that you have come to love. So get your lunch, get a break from work, break from dinner on the way home, stop in. Be the 20th person right now, though, to text the word CAFE, C-A-F-E, to 88202 right now to win your Cafe XL drive-thru experience with a free gourmet grilled cheese.
Kim Commando here with a few things you should know about LinkedIn, the social networking website for professionals. LinkedIn has been largely free of scandals and negative publicity, especially when compared to Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Still, it has a dark side. LinkedIn is not another Facebook. Always keep in mind that it was designed for business endorsements. In real life, you don't endorse someone you don't know, do you? Treat LinkedIn the same way. If a perfect stranger asks you to link in with them, and they do, remember that scammers are everywhere. Imposters, charlatans, and phonies are now using LinkedIn to give them a perception of credibility. Your links to others imply your endorsement. Don't make it automatic. In fact, a periodic LinkedIn purge is always a great idea. Remember, also linking in with people and companies you don't know can be a fast track to getting scammed. And finally, anyone asking you to link in with them sees a value in your name, so be cautious. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.komando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. You've heard me talk about the importance of backing up with Carbonite for years now and how Carbonite has literally saved me when my computer crashed. But I thought you might like to hear what other Carbonite customers just like you are saying.
My name is Doug Duncan. I work from home and I live in New Jersey. We heard a superstorm was coming, but we weren't really concerned because I knew I had Carbonite as a backup. When it hit, it took everything out. Didn't have any electricity. It didn't have any hot water. I didn't have any internet. I didn't have any heat. So I had my laptop. I was able to use Carbonite's remote access features to stay totally connected to my business and keep everything backed up, even my most recent files. And I was able to keep up with everything having to do with clients and even complete all my billing. If I didn't have Carbonite, I'd have been out of business for the 2 weeks.
Business or personal, protect your files with Carbonite to stay up and running when disaster strikes. Head over to Carbonite.com and use promo code Kim to save 20% and get 2 free months when you sign up. But hurry, this offer expires August 31st.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 81 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Ziner. Brazos County currently has one area, Texas Triangle Park, designated as a foreign trade zone. But Research Valley Partnership is working to get on the short list of Texas counties with fully designated foreign trade zone status.
That would also give us a unique position going forward from a marketing perspective, if you will, from a corporate attraction perspective, to say, hey, here's an area of Greater Houston where, regardless of where you might locate within the boundaries of Brazos County, you would potentially benefit if you so chose. You have to activate as a company foreign trade zone.
Spokesman Todd McDaniel says working with the Port of Houston, which reports record growth, the timeline is short.
What we have to do is work with our county partner, since this is a county initiative, on that process. But certainly by the end of the year, we could be in a position where we see all of Brazos County designated as a foreign trade zone.
And to listen to the full interview in which McDaniel explains foreign trade zones in depth, go online to WTAW.com. Emergency responders with the College Station Fire Department were needed to extract a driver from his truck after he crashed near Kyle Field. Police investigators say the man was traveling at a high rate of speed Monday night when his truck left Welburn Road and crashed into a tree and fence. Alcohol is not believed to be a factor, but police continue to investigate. He was taken to a local hospital where he remains with life-threatening injuries. The city of Austin has sued the Texas Comptroller's Office, arguing the state's property appraisal system is unconstitutional because it provides no equal and uniform property value taxation. The Austin American-Statesman reports Mayor Steve Adler announced the suit, which was filed Monday in state district court. It follows a city petition in June that alleged commercial and vacant property in Travis County was valued at more than $30 billion below market value. The 10-page suit says the current system routinely allows property values to be set well under market value, including for homeowners who can escape otherwise heavy tax burdens. Among other things, it seeks to make disclosing sales prices mandatory. Texas currently is one of few states not requiring property sales price disclosure. A strange story out of North Texas, where residents are now into week 4 of wondering where Dallas County District Attorney Susan Hawk might be.
Susan Hawk has been missing for more than 3 weeks. Her top staff says they don't know where she is, but insist they could get in touch with her if it's necessary. The chairwoman of the Dallas County Democratic Party says what's necessary is Hawk showing up to do her job. KRLD political analyst John Weekly says demanding to know why the DA isn't behind the desk is a legitimate question.
While she's gone, she's very fair game because, frankly, we don't know why she's gone. But when she comes back, I think she'll determine whether she's game or not.
Hawk's office has been promising a statement. None has been given. LP Phillips, TSN News.
Keep Brazos Beautiful invites you to their annual awards celebration and luncheon Wednesday, September 23rd at the Hilton College Station. Executive Director Raina Blumenthal says nominations are being accepted for individuals and organizations who help make our community a green and beautiful place to live and work.
There are 10 awards given that day, and they range from everything from efforts in recycling to the Miller Youth Award, which looks at to celebrate different youth who do environmental projects and inspire others in the community.
Blumenthal says nominations are due Wednesday, September 9th. More information can be found online at keepbrazosbeautiful.org. The College Station Fire Department is hosting a blood drive and platelet donation this weekend at Brian Bachman Park for fellow firefighter Ben Miller.
Ben is a seven-year veteran of the College Station Fire Department, and he is currently been diagnosed with AML leukemia, and he is in Houston right now receiving chemo and other treatments.
College Station firefighter Jeff Kiefauer says Sunday's fundraiser will help with Ben's rising medical costs.
You have a family member that gets hurt, that gets sick. You want to do everything you can to help them out, and so that's what we're doing. We're a bunch of firefighters just wanting to come together to help and try to take care of one of our own.
The event starts at 9 a.m. and includes a picnic and free activities for the whole family. More information and the link to register for platelet donation is on our website at WTAW.com. News time is 8:36. It's 81 degrees. More news today at noon with Chelsea Reber. I'm Patrick Zeinert. News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Skyline Communications presents two-way radio for business and industry. Forget the brick radios of the past. Our full-featured units are lighter and smaller. Your cell phone can even access your radio fleet. Skyline Communications, two-way radio, a better way.
Over the summer, your hair has gotten a little long and wild. Oh, what a great summer it's been. Now it's time to go to Sonny's Barbershop to be ready for all the people you'll meet at school. Sonny's is Aggieland's traditional barbershop with a tradition of taming that wild look without sacrificing your look of masculine strength. No one knows hair like the pros at Sonny's, including any facial hair you've acquired over the summer. Let the Sonny's tradition make you a man with a striking appearance that's strong and masculine. Sonny's Barbershop on Villa Maria, across from McDonald's.
Let's check some weather, because there is some out there. Just don't want, you know, what we got out there is what we want. Wilton's Office Works brings it to you. It's brought to you by Wilton's. They're located on the East Bypass on University, between University and Briarcrest, or at Wilton's.com. That's Wilton's with furniture, supplies, and so much more. Here are your numbers.
Partial sun in the forecast for today. There's the potential for a shower or a thunderstorm this afternoon. Highs will range from 95 to near 100. We're partly cloudy overnight, 70 to 75. Sunshine's back with us during the day tomorrow. Temperatures 95 to near 100. Clear tomorrow night, a low around 70. Sunny and hot for Thursday. Highs will range from 95 to 100 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you are, it's 8:38. The citizens of China have a thing for Japanese school bags. Carried by generations of Japanese primary school students, the square-shaped rundasuru?
Yeah, okay, sure.
Sure. Has been attracting Chinese buyers for both its durability and its safety features.
Oh.
All leather bag.
Safety features?
Yeah. Well, here you go. Reinforced with a steel plate to protect children in case of earthquakes. And it's also capable of serving as a flotation device.
With a steel plate in it?
I don't know. I figure you got to pull the steel plate out. It's an either-or deal, right?
No.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Maybe there's a ripcord in it.
Okay, it could be. As a new school year approaches, reporters found Chinese parents willing to fork over prices as high as $780 for the bag.
I don't love my kid that much.
Man, that's serious money right there. $780
They're on Amazon for about $100 to $200.
What's that?
They start around $120.
Are they called
Rondaseru?
I don't know. I'm
Rondaseru.
Not sure. Yeah, okay. We'll take their word for it.
Yeah, sure.
That'll be fine. So, speaking of the Japanese, Spirits arrived at the International Space Station on Monday.
Oh, good.
Yeah. The six astronauts won't be sneaking a sip, though, because it's all about science. Yeah. Japanese company known for its whiskey, and they are.
Yes, they are.
Centauri. They've been around a while. Anyway, they included five types of distilled spirits that they've sent to the space station. The supply ship contains nearly 10,000 pounds of cargo, including these six alcohol samples. They want to find out if, in fact, alcoholic beverages mellow the same way in space as they do on Earth.
Now, that's a study I can get behind.
Yeah. Samples will be used for experiments and will spend at least a year in orbit before returning to Earth. An identical set of samples will be stored on the ground in Japan, and that way, I guess, you taste test it afterwards, and you see if, in fact, any difference can be determined.
One does what one must for science.
Well, again, that's pretty cool.
Suntory is the reason Four Roses is no longer a joke when you say, hey, do you want some?
Yeah, that's true, isn't it? It's fairly popular stuff. And they bought
Suntory bought Four Roses.
Yeah, but it's got other names besides too.
I know they have a Yamazaki.
Yeah,
is one.
Yeah, they're in it. I mean, you know, and again, they're not in Kentucky or anything, but they're in that. While we're talking about that, Jesus has a way of popping up in the oddest places. And he has once again shown his face. Yeah, but here this time it's in a cocktail cabinet in Plymouth, England. Robert Burgess Moon, 35-year-old church organist, went out and bought himself an antique cocktail cabinet, and he found advertised in the newspaper. Isn't that quaint? They still do that. anyway, he bought his new his treasure home. Shocked that it was his that when he looked at it, he was polishing some of his pieces that he was going to put in there.
Right.
And later on, as he watched TV, he felt as though someone was looking at him. And that's when he looked over and noticed the face of Jesus was staring back at him from the wood grain of his new cabinet.
He's a right proper Brit, though. He wouldn't say Jesus.
Well, he probably wouldn't, but, you know, if you're from the South.
Sure.
You
turn the water to wine and the wine to grappa.
Opa!
Yeah, and again, while we're continuing with our alcoholic segment here, a woman was stopped from boarding a flight out of Beijing. She understood the no liquids policy, but she didn't want to toss her bottle of cognac. That's what she did. She just knocked it back. Police eventually called in to haul away the 40-year-old woman who was drunk.
Bumped
in public.
Get 13 grand total savings on F-150s, 250s, and 350s at College Station Ford Lincoln. 13 grand. You may have noticed all the hot pink plates driving around town. That means someone just saved thousands at College Station Ford Lincoln. And you can save 13 grand on 2015 F-150s, 250s, and 350s at College Station Ford Lincoln. And if that's not good enough, get 0% for 72 months on all new 2015 Fords. Cars, trucks, and SUVs. Find out more at collegestationford.com. Huge truck sales this summer have earned us extra trucks from the factory, along with extra incentives. 13 grand total savings on F-150s, 250s, and 350s only at College Station Ford Lincoln. Plus, all F-150s come with a 5-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Take a free ride today with 0% for 72 months at College Station Ford Lincoln. CollegeStationFord.com.
Where's the best place to store my stuff?
Welcome to Metro Mini Storage. Our storage sizes range from small to enormous. Metro Mini Storage is completely gated with a dual security system. There are climate and non-climate controlled units. Plus, you get the use of a free truck when you move in. Metro Mini Storage on Texas Avenue at Deacon and College Station next to Burger King. Metro Mini Storage. Call 695-8800 or online at metroministorage.net.
8:43, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Here we are. It's the 25th of August, 2015. Let's go way on back to
the way, way back machine.
That's right. Let's go back to 1995, okay? 1995. And 20 years ago, amid great fanfare, Microsoft released Windows 95. The launch system was hyped by a $300 million marketing campaign, including a cyber sitcom showing off the new features. Friends star Jennifer Aniston and Matthew Perry made cameos. Commercials for Windows 95 played the Rolling Stones song Start Me Up, heralding the introduction of the new Start button. I like that music there. In addition, the Start button, Windows 95 introduced the Taskbar. Added support for file names of up to 250 characters, which was a really thrilling feature at the time. And plug-and-play support for installing new hardware. Now, that was pretty cool. That part was pretty dang cool.
Yep.
Many electronic stores held midnight launches for the product. Thousands of people waiting in line to be the first to get their hands on the operating system. Obviously a tremendous success. Microsoft sold 7 million copies in 5 weeks, and 95 was soon the most popular operating system on the market.
Yeah, it was pretty hard to have a descriptive file name in 8 characters.
Yeah, it's really true.
Oh.
Because, yeah, you kept trying to remember what you had named it after that. Anyway, 1995. That's a long time ago, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I know. That's but again, you know, people staying up late to be there for the big rollout. And
I remember we went and bought one on a radio station when I was working in Austin.
Oh, is that right?
That was like part of the shtick.
Ah, to go do that, huh? Okay. All right. How you walk often indicates how you feel. If your shoulders are slumped and you're looking down, then you are mostly sad.
Oh.
Yeah, if you're bouncing along, you're happy, probably.
Hey!
Yeah, all right. But now it appears that it works the other way, too. In a study, otherwise happy people were instructed to walk in a way that most people would think appeared sad.
We're going to slow it down, Brian.
There you go. Yeah!
Mayor.
Afterwards, those people reported they actually felt sadder. People who were instructed to bounce along happily did so and did not feel the sadness afterwards. A happier walk produced a happier mood. What? What are you chuckling about?
I just like the instructions of finding a sad person and saying, bounce along, bounce along, walk.
Really hate this.
Yeah. Well, you know. Anyway, so there you are. You, as you think, so you shall be. I mean, that's that happens.
Take it till you make it.
Right. That happens in any number of facets of our life. I don't think that's a big deal. All right, one of my favorite things is when I hear from Henry Mayo. Henry always sends me the This Week in Brazos County History.
Yeah.
And it just shows, you know, and what he does is he gets so many things that are just from the newspaper, because after all, that told the whole thing. There's a guy named Sam Wilson who used to be a businessman here in Bryan, and he was an alderman and did a lot of different things. And so he shows me a clip of an article that says Sam B. Wilson is back, and right next to it is the Battle Creek Sanatorium, okay? Yeah, and it says, Sam Wilson has returned from an extended stay in Battle Creek in the interest of his health. And it was probably the Kellogg place, because, you know, it's
that's
in Battle
what I
Creek.
Was thinking.
And he went there and apparently lived 11 years after that, 11 more years, so he came back and did that. That was pretty cool. But most of this stuff is too far back for me to remember. This one is not. There is a picture that the Bryan Lions Club was selling a sticker that you would put on your car that said, Bryan, Texas, City with a Future. And he's got a picture of this thing. And it had A&M on one side of the Bryan, and it had an airplane for Bryan Air Force Base on the other side. And they introduced these in, I think, 1955, okay? And so we moved here in 1958, so, of course, 3 years later, it was still there. And you could buy these things for 50 cents, which was pretty dang expensive then, but I think it went to the Lions Club Eyeglass Fund. But that was kind of cool to see. And
City of the Future.
Yeah. Anyway, it's always fun to see that, and if you care about it, he teaches a class about history and things like that in what happens in Brazos County. He has a picture.
Stays in Brazos County.
Yeah, it does. But it tells the story. Then he has a picture from the Eagle in 1963 of the Eagle Heads Up contest. And I guess it's you look at people and you figure out who they are. And it's a whole bunch of white guys. I mean, I think there's one female in the entire picture. And I think there are probably about 100 people that are in there. Oh, that's it. It shows who the people are and their businesses. That's pretty cool. 116 of them on there.
The who's who of BCS.
Yeah, exactly. Back the way it was back in the day. Hello.
Yes, just want to let you know the Centauri people bought out Jim Beam.
Ah, that's it. The one. Thank you. That's exactly what I was thinking of. Okay, so there. So, yeah. So do you quit drinking it because it's not American anymore? See?
No.
None of our alcohol is American anymore.
Yeah, pretty much not, is it? Yeah.
There's plenty of Texas stuff.
That's true. Yeah.
Less than a decade ago, we didn't have a single distillery in the state.
Yeah, now Tito's, right?
That's Austin.
Tito's, Enchanted Rock. Yeah. We got one in our backyard.
Dripping Springs.
Wait, my backyard? I didn't have one.
Rio Brazos.
Oh, okay. That's cool. Okay.
They're over next to the beer brewer guys.
Oh, okay.
New Republic.
All right. Here you go. A man walks into a bar, sits down on the stool. Bartender looks at him. He says, "What do you have, buddy?" He says, "Set me up 7 whiskey shots and make them doubles." And the bartender does this and watches as the man slugs each down. First one, then the next, then the next, then the next, till all 7 of them are gone almost as quickly as they were served. Staring in disbelief, the bartender asks, "Why are you doing all this drinking? Why do you drink this way?" He said, "Well, you'd drink this fast if you had what I've got." Bartender says, "What do you got?" He said, $1.
"Well, meatball, it looks like you won the last sales challenge."
"Mike, I didn't just win. I dominated. You really need to step up your game."
"I see. Well, our pre-owned inventory is still lower than I'd like, so I'm going to extend our offer of full Kelley Blue Book value on every trade brought in by the end of the summer."
"You're going to cry when you lose again."
It's the Meatball versus Mike Summer Sales Challenge. Simply bring your vehicle to Team of Navasota for full Kelley Blue Book value and choose Mike or Meatball to get your nice price. Call, come by, or click teamofnavasota.com. today.
Game on. Selling cars.
I have a passion for the environment. That's why I serve in the United States Coast Guard. We monitor commercial vessels, making sure our ports and waterways are safe and clean from oil or other hazardous material. We patrol our fisheries, protect marine wildlife and their habitats. With all we do, it's about protecting America.
Were you born ready to protect America? Learn more at GoCoastGuard.com. Coastguard.com.
Skirt.
scud.com, 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 scud.com